Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. And Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock is the Steve Cochran Show. And I'm going to be hanging out with the gang in the Steve Cochran booth. In the booth. I'll be hanging out on the show this morning. Have some stuff here that we have to do at the station a little bit later on. And I didn't want to go home. So I said, hey, Steve, can I just hang out and sit in the studio and hang out with you guys? And he said, yeah. So I'm going to hang out on the show this morning. Yeah. You know, it's weird when, like, you have, like, you know, and Dan, you've been working this shift for many, many years. Like, if there's, like, a work thing, like, we have a meeting thing today. And it's at noon. And, you know, I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then just come back. So I'm just going to stay here. Don't you think that makes sense?
Yeah, no, I actually used to be the opposite, and now I'm more in line with you. I would go home and try to get some sleep, but that was the Steve and Johnny days when we ended at 5, and we had a little less post-show responsibilities back then.
Oh,
so
right.
I could be home by 6,
right.
Sleep by 6:30, sleep till like 9:30, 10, and then go in. But now, that you know, with the changes, it's just easier just to stay up and power through.
And also, you know, like staying up, and also, you know, I mean, just, you know, like Steve is gracious enough to say, yeah, go ahead, you can sit in on the show, have some fun. That's going to be a blast, because I love, you know, the Steve Cochran Show and everybody involved in it. That'll be fun to sit with everybody.
And how late are you typically up anyway after the show?
11 or noon.
Right.
So
you're just staying up a little bit later than you normally do.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that this, you know, I'll probably be back home 2:33 at the latest.
Sure.
And then
yeah.
I'll be, you know, probably eat something, go right to bed.
Yeah.
And get, you know, hopefully a good amount of sleep.
Yeah.
I'll be very tired when I get home, which is good because, you know, as you know, I've had. You know, I'm not a very good sleeper.
Right.
Light sleeper. Takes me at least 90 minutes to fall asleep when I go to bed, at least. I'll probably be pretty wiped by the time I get home.
Sure.
So
now I try to be in bed by 9. Esmeralda, when do you try to be in bed by?
Yeah.
About 7:30.
Good for you.
Wow.
I'm usually pretty beat.
Yeah. So, and then do you get up at, in the evening?
No, I try to wake up by 3.
So you just have a regular, you go to bed pretty much right after work,
mm-hmm.
and then sleep the normal amount of time and then get up at, that's like an 8-hour shift of sleeping that you're trying to get.
Right. And it's like Fridays are different where I'll stay yeah. up late.
Right.
Till noon and then I sleep until about 6.
Right. Okay. Yeah, everybody's got a different way of dealing with working these shifts, you know? And I'm never here during the day. I'm very rarely, I'm very, very rarely here during the day at the station. And I'm glad to be here during the day because I like to see the people I work with.
Yeah, you're going to see all the normies.
I'm going to see the normal people today, later on. You know, and I love Jimmy and I love Todd. I love Steph and I'm going to get to see them. So that, you know, that's very cool. I love Jimmy. He's a lunatic and I love him.
Oh, and also people outside.
Yeah, there's going to be actual people on the streets, which is weird, man. So, anyway.
I am shocked by how many people there are. Anytime I come downtown, I'm like, really? Wow.
It's kind of frightening when it's like this, when it's empty and there's no one around.
I prefer it like this.
No, I prefer it because it's quiet and you can just do what you please, but it's kind of eerie.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things I like about it. And one of the things I like about being, you know, up here on the 7th floor is, like, I've got these windows right behind me. And I can see down Michigan Avenue, south and north, up Michigan Avenue. And it's pretty cool. And there are some lights on in some of the buildings. I don't know why.
It's cleaning people, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Do you ever check in on the guys across the street who are doing construction work? That's been interesting.
Oh, yeah. Doing the old construction work. Yeah. Oh, brother. All right. Well, anyway, I'll be here for the long haul, everybody. So have fun. Here's what we're going to do. We got a break. We got the news coming up. Then after, we have 12 legendary facts about the legends of the Hidden Temple. That fantastic show that everybody was very excited about coming back. We have that as well. And today's National Cereal Day. All right. Okay. News is next. I'm Easy. Did you know that today is National Cereal Day?
I did not.
What do you think is the number one most popular cereal ranked by fans?
Cheerios.
Cheerios is not in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
Honey Nut Cheerios is.
Okay. Because that has sugar.
Number four. Honey Nut Cheerios at number four. Huh. What would you think number one? When I tell you, you go, yeah.
Frosted Mini Wheats?
You got the first part right.
Frosted Flakes?
That's it. Number one, Frosted
Flakes.
Really? Because they're great.
No, they are great. Those are my favorite.
Number two, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Doesn't that seem high?
It does, but that is good.
Three Lucky Charms. People still like the Lucky Charms.
Never.
You don't like those little marshmallow treats?
I don't like marshmallow cereals.
Number four, Honey Nut Cheerios. Number five, Fruit Loops. Never liked Fruit Loops.
I didn't like those either.
Number six, Cap'n Crunch, even though it tore up the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
It did. Cap'n Crunch, you would tear up. It was so crunchy, if it wasn't like soaked in milk for an hour and a half. Wow. You would chew on it, and it would scrape up the roof of your mouth.
So you get mouth beef.
That's exactly right. It's an added bonus of mouth beef. Mouth beef, I believe he might be working on the show.
Is he starting
the Morning
today?
Zoo Show. Yeah, mouth beef! He and Foot Cheese are roommates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I got a few more of these. Today is National Cereal Day. We got to take a break. We got weather. We got traffic. My dad's going to tell a joke. And we have a Blackhawks Express. And I might finish off this list of your favorite cereals.
Mm.
All right? And get you hungry for mouth beef. Here's the... All right, I gotta get it together here. Esmeralda, stop. Stop laughing, will you?
Not doing anything.
By the way, I just disgusted Esmeralda because we were talking about cereal quickly during the break, and she's disgusted by the fact that I drink milk with every meal I eat.
I just...
You went, ew!
Well, because, I don't know, savory meals and then milk. Just, that's weird. You're not seven.
I'm sorry, but I do. I drink milk.
It seems like, I don't know. I feel like there's certain foods.
If I'm not at a restaurant, I used to drink wine and stuff, but I don't. But now, if I'm at a restaurant, I'll get like a ginger ale and a water.
Right.
But when I'm at home and I make my meals, I drink milk with every meal. I'm not kidding. And you think I'm disgusting because of that.
No, it's just so odd. I don't know. I feel like some combinations would be, oof, just milk.
Okay. Esmeralda hates milk, everybody.
Do you eat a salad?
No. Sometimes, yeah.
With milk?
Sure.
Oh. What is that?
Now, even Dan's making faces.
It's weird, right?
It's not weird.
Gross. We'll discuss this after.
Well, let's discuss this after we hear the Hawks beat the hell out of the Red Wings. Here's your express from yesterday. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for the rest of this list real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Frosted Flakes, number one. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, number two. Lucky Charms, Honey Nut Cheerios, Fruit Loops, Cap'n Crunch, Apple Jacks, number seven.
They're okay.
Eight, Fruity Pebbles.
I like Fruity Pebbles.
Nine, Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries. And 10, Rice Krispies.
See, I never understood. You know what I never understood? Kix.
Kix. Kix is number 31.
Ugh.
Yeah, Kix, it was really sort of bland. It was like styrofoam.
Mother tested kid approved because it's crunchy. It's like, what? No, I need sugar.
They were never approved by kids. Kix was never approved by kids. And wasn't the clown on the Kix box creepy?
There's a clown?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember a clown.
I thought there was a clown.
It was just a picture of a big round
Kick?
Yeah.
I thought it was a clown. Well, whatever. There was a cereal with a clown on it that was creepy. Cocoa Puffs is on the list.
Never ate those.
Corn Pops.
Nope.
Honeycomb. I used to love Honeycomb. Mm-mm. Raisin Bran Classic.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
Eh. It's that brand, but no, thank you. Too healthy.
Cheerios, Golden Grahams.
Oh, that's the bears, right?
Yeah. Frosted Mini Wheats.
You know what? I didn't really like those.
Okay. Cookie Crisp.
That was good. Those cookies and milk.
Cap'n Crunch Peanut Butter. Boy, all the Cap'n Crunches are on here. Reese's Puffs.
That's too late.
I've never tried them. Cocoa Krispies. Honey Smacks.
No. Oh, that's that frog. No.
Right. Honey Bunches of Oats. Life. You think life would have been higher?
Life is good.
Yes, it is. Cornflakes, number 25.
Right, when you put sugar on them.
And then, and I just wanted to mention Count Chocula is on the list as well.
Number eight, Count Chocula.
Yep. So today is National Cereal Day. March 7th is National Cereal Day. Eat some cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, so my box of cereal.
With your box of cereal. Find the cereal with the creepy clown on it. Bring it in.
I don't think it exists anymore.
I think it's called Vogon or whatever whatever it is.
That's what's making those kids
vomit. That's what it is. All right, we got a break. News is coming up next on WGN.